Testament in the book of Zechariah. And so you're going to have to search around a little bit in the Minor Prophets to find it, because it's a small little book there. And also, I'm going to read these few verses, five verses actually in this first chapter. These verses aren't that familiar to us. You know, there's a lot of scriptures that we read that are, we read them a lot and we hear them a lot, but these are a few verses that you probably aren't going to be as familiar with. But you talk about some rich, wonderful truth in these five verses. And I just want to look at this for a few minutes here tonight. Zechariah chapter 1, we're going to read beginning with verse 16. And before I do, I'll just make a little brief introduction to this, because Zechariah, the prophet, in the book of Zechariah, there's like 10 different prophecies that are given by Zechariah. And he is a preacher to the returning remnant after Babylon, after the captivity, and all those begin to filter back in to Jerusalem and into Israel. So he's a preacher to them. He's preaching to them, and he's revealing these visions and prophecies that he has received from the Lord for them. And this is the second one of the visions that he receives for this returning remnant. And so just as we read through this, pay close attention, because there's some great truth here. Therefore, saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts. And a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. That phrase there literally means there's going to be a building boom here. My line is going to be stretched out in Jerusalem, and all the devastation that you see and all the destruction that you see here and all the rubble, my line is going to be stretched out. There's getting ready to be a building boom here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. A line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall be spread abroad. Now, this is all good news. Amen. This is good news. Through prosperity shall yet be through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Then lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Praise God for carpenters. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man shall lift up his head. And these are come to fray them. Talking about the carpenters. They have come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. So in this second vision, this is a wonderful, wonderful vision of mercy that God is sending through the prophet Zechariah to this returning remnant, because all they see is destruction. All they see is just rubble and everything that has been torn down. And he says, there were four horns that did this. These four horns represent power, authority, maybe even nations. I know there's a lot of prophetic implication here in this chapter as well. I'm talking about futuristic prophecy as well. But also, this is a spiritual message that was not only for Jerusalem and for Israel, but is also a spiritual message for you and I here tonight. And the message here is that these nations, these powers, these authorities are to blame for all the destruction that you see. Everything that you see. And so all they could see in every direction was hopelessness. Everything. When they surveyed the situation, it seemed like complete destruction. But then the Lord said, I'm going to send a message of mercy. And this message of mercy is that my house is going to be built. And it's going to be restored. And a line is going to be stretched all over Jerusalem. As I said earlier, there's getting ready to be a building boom. There's getting ready to be some tremendous things that are going to happen. And through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord shall comfort Zion. What a comforting message that was given to these people. And this is also, I think, a message to see that we have an enemy who wants to bring destruction. And there's a couple of terms here in this text here that kind of describe what has happened. He said, these horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. They have scattered. They have broken it apart. They have completely scattered and brought destruction to the city and to the nation. And this was a nation that once was united, that once were able to accomplish a lot because they were a united front and being used of the Lord. What a message this is to the church, to remind us that it's the enemy. There are forces in the world that want to bring about destruction and want to scatter what God wants to build. And the scattering really is to bring, you know, that the church is to be a united force. That's the purpose of God. You can read about it in the book of Acts, that they were in one mind and in one accord. In Acts 1 and 14, they gathered together in prayer, in one accord in prayer and supplication. And then on the day of Pentecost, they were in one mind and one accord. In verse 46, they continued daily with one accord, breaking bread from house to house. And then when chapter 4, the book of Acts, when the church came under persecution and under attack, it says that when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord God, which made heaven and earth. And they prayed a prayer, and the place where they prayed was shaken because they prayed in one accord. You know, there are powers of the enemy at work even in these days that want to scatter. They want to scatter. They want to scatter families. They want to scatter the church. They want to divide the church and destroy the plan and the work of God and everything that God wants to do, wants to divide and to hinder the work of God. But we've got to see the enemy's efforts and the plan of the enemy. And what he wants to do is to bring about, to scatter the plan of God, instead of seeing us brought together, united together, to accomplish what God has called us to accomplish. Because you see, the church that gets united is a force to be reckoned with. If the church really gets in one mind and one accord, when we really begin to work together and pull together, then there's some amazing things that God can do. When the church is a united force, we can experience a move of God. We can experience revival. We can experience an outpouring of the Spirit of God. God's power can be demonstrated among us whenever there is this united force. But there are forces in our world. The enemy wants to scatter us. He wants to divide families. But God wants to unite families. and restore families and restore homes and restore marriages. God is in the business of restoring, not in scattering or destroying. But God wants to work among us. And so when you notice here, those forces were forces that brought about destruction. These are they that have scattered Judah to the point that no man can lift up his head. Now that's despair, isn't it? That's despair. That they would be so cast down and heads hung low because of all the attacks of the enemy, all the destruction and everything that, you know, when you look around, you see what's going on in our world. You see what's going on in our government. When you see what's going on in our nation, when you see what's happening in the church world as a whole, it's a disturbing thing. The enemy's trying to wreak havoc, destruction, and to scatter what God wants to build and what he wants to accomplish. And this, the prophet said, these horns have scattered so much now that no man can lift up his head. No man can lift up his head. That's the condition that the nation of Israel is in. This returning remnant, when they come and they looked and they saw all the rubble and all the destruction and all the hopelessness, everywhere they looked, their heads are just down. They're in despair. Do you know that's exactly what the enemy wants to do to you? That's what he wants to do to every one of us here. He wants you to focus your attention on all the destruction and all the hopelessness and all the despair that's all around us and cause us to hang our heads low and to look down. You know what happens whenever you're looking down? All you can see is your feet. All you can see is right where you are right now. There's no vision. There's no upward look. There's no look of faith, no look into the future, no look into what God wants to do when your head is hung low. All you can see is the present despair that you're in. And that's where the enemy wants to keep your focus. He wants you to keep your head down and be focused upon your present circumstances and not see what God has planned for your future. Amen. Do you understand that God has a plan for you? God has a plan for your household, for your family. God has a plan for the work of God and for the church. And it's a wonderful thing. And this was a word of the Lord that came from this prophet to a despairing people that all they could do was walk around with their heads down. Oh me. Oh, how awful it is. How despairing it is. Oh, this situation is so bad. And I'm so down. I'm so discouraged. I can't look up. I can't believe that there's any hope. And accept it as if that's the way that it's going to be. But this prophet said, oh no. Oh no. Not your heads hanging down. Not keeping your head down. Not allowing your focus to be on your present situation where you are right now. But I want you to be able to lift up your head and look above it. Look to the future. Look to the plan of God. Look to what I'm going to do. I'm getting ready to do some building. I'm getting ready to do some construction. I'm getting ready to move into this situation. And all of these that have come in to bring about, to scatter and to defeat and destroy, all of these powers that want to bring about destruction and have brought about destruction, I'm getting ready to come in to them and I'm going to fray them. Well, it's a great word. The Hebrew word means to bring terror, to cause them to shudder. Amen. To cause them to be discomfited. Amen. Let me tell you, nothing strikes fear in the heart of the enemy of the church. When the church gets a vision to do something for God, when we look above our present things that weigh us down and have got us stuck in our present situation where we can't be what God's called us to be. I'm convinced that there are people right here in this service tonight. The hand of the Lord's on your life. God's call is upon your life. You have gifts and callings and ministries and purposes that God has for your life, but you're stuck. You're stuck looking at right where you are right now. You're looking down. You've got an enemy that has got you so beaten down and so defeated and so hopeless that all you can do is just look down. Amen. Let me tell you, I really believe that God wants you to lift up your head tonight. He wants you to lift up your head. Praise God. Certainly, there were those that those horns of power and authority that had come in to scatter Judah and Israel, so much so that all they could do is look down. They couldn't lift up their heads. But these are come to fray. Who are they? Well, verse 20 says, "And the Lord showed me four carpenters." Amen. Praise God. The word there literally means those that have skills in the area of building. Skills to build. Experts to be able to build. That God was saying to this situation that was just completely devastated, that God wants to send in those that have skills and ability to build and to cause the destruction of the enemy to be set and afraid, cause them to be in terror, because God is a builder. Amen. Aren't you glad that He's a builder? Amen. He comes into all the mess and all the destruction and all the things that the enemy's tried to do to tear you down and to bring defeat and discouragement and hopelessness into your life. But God wants to come by His Spirit and give you a word of encouragement. God is a builder who wants to come into the worst of circumstances and rebuild and restore and cause that which the enemy has brought destruction to be rebuilt again. Let me just remind you of that first verse there where he said that the house of the Lord is going to be built, and I'm going to by prosperity, I'm going to restore the city. I'm going to rebuild it, and I'm going to cause a line to be stretched across Jerusalem, and there's going to be a building boom because God is going to work through building. God is in the business of building families, building strong homes, strong marriages, building the church into what God intends for it to be. Amen. And to not be hindered by what the enemy and the lies of the enemy and all the things that he's trying to do to tear down and to destroy. I do believe that God wants us to lift up our heads. Amen. Amen. Lift up our heads. Get a vision for the work of God. Amen. Believe that God is going to do it. Do you know that Nehemiah rebuilt the wall in 52 days? How did he do that? Well, the Bible says the people had a mind to work. Well, did they have enemies? Oh, yeah. They had all those different ones that opposed them and that were accusers and opposed the rebuilding of the wall. And they just determined that we're going to build this wall. They had a tool in one hand and a sword in the other hand. Amen. Even though the enemy was coming against them, they were going to defend the work of the Lord. They were going to build and battle at the same time. Amen. It may require that we battle the enemy and the lies of the enemy, but also that we believe that God is a God who wants to build the work of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So this wonderful vision that Zechariah had was letting those people know that their heads have hung down long enough. You need to lift up your head, because when your head is down, all you can see is right where you are. All you can see is what the circumstances that you're in. You can't get lifted up above it. You can't see above it. It's got you weighed down. It stopped you dead in your tracks. You can't do the will of God. You can't fulfill the call of God. Your ministry, you can't do what God has called you to do because you are stuck looking down. But the Lord wants us to lift up our heads. Amen. And look to the plan of God. Look to the purpose of God. See the future. See what God wants to do and how that he wants to work in our behalf. Praise the Lord. You can't see the future. You can't see the plan of God. You can't see it. You can't understand how that God could ever work in the present situation that you're in. The wonderful verse there in Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that God has a plan for the people of God. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Or another version says, to give you a hope and a future. To give you an expected end so that you can see beyond all of the destruction, all the scattering of the enemy, all the things that he's tried to do to destroy and to work against you and to work against the plan of God. God is a builder. So he sends in the carpenters. He sends in the builders. God help us to get the spirit of a builder. You know that Jesus spent his earthly life, the first 30 years before his earthly ministry, he spent those years in a carpenter shop as an apprentice and learning to build and to repair with his hands. And it's no mistake that that's what he was doing, because Jesus is a builder. He is a builder. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against him. But we got to lift up our heads. We got to look up from our present situation. Some of you that may feel discouraged and defeated and feel like there's not any future, I do believe that sometimes the enemy's convinced us that, well, we're just in survival mode. We just got to do the best we can do and make it the best we can make it. And instead of catching hold of the plan of God and the vision of the Lord, where he says, no, I'm going to stretch out a line across this city. I'm getting ready to restore and to build and to do some wonderful and mighty things in your behalf. If you'll just lift up your head and see the plan and the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do believe that he wants to work in your life and work in us individually and corporately as a people, and to do some things, to build some things that need to be built. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you appreciate it when somebody knows how to put a tool belt on and get something done? Amen. Praise God. I've bemoaned my situation this past summer at our little rent house. Disaster struck, and more than I can tell, but the worst thing that happened was it sprung leaks. Not one leak, many leaks. So much so that it was leaking out of the hot water tank. And the steam of the hot water was underneath the house. It warped all the floors. The floors all buckled up from the heat. And it was destruction. It was hopelessness. But God sent a few people along that knew how to help me out of that mess. Amen. Some people that strapped on their tool belts and moved in to that. When I was wringing my hands saying, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got called several plumbers to come, and they all just kind of shook their head and walked away. I can't do that. I don't have time. That's too big of a job. I can't do that. That's too much. So then I leaned on Brother Jonathan Lowry to come to my rescue. And he came. Amen. He worked night and day for 3 days. But he completely plumbed the entire house from outside the house all the way in. Everything is all brand new. Praise God. Amen. And then I had all these floors tore up, and I got a hold of Connie Helton. And when I got him over to look at it, he just kind of shook his head and he said, well, I guess we can do this. I guess we can take care of this. He went in there, and about 3 or 4 days, he pulled all those floors up, put all new flooring down, completely repaired it. It was all in a matter of just a few days. The carpenters and the plumbers came. and they solved the problem, and all the destruction was turned around. Amen. Glory to God. And it was all repaired and fixed. And the only good thing about it is that it's going to look good on my taxes this year. That's all I can say. It's going to help out on the tax situation. But other than that, it was cost me a fortune. But God sent in those that knew what they were doing to fix the problem. Amen. So when I read this text, I thought, isn't that so true that the Lord showed me four carpenters? He showed me someone that could come in, and they were going to have the answer to all the destruction and all the despair, and the heads that were hanging down with hopelessness could be lifted up once again to see that God can move in to the situation that you're in, and he can resolve the problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a builder. God is a builder. We need to lift up our heads and not allow our present situation to defeat us or to stop us, but to see that God has a plan. God can do some wonderful and mighty things, and if we'll put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a builder. He's going to build his church. He's going to establish his church. He's going to save the lost. He's going to work supernaturally. Let's put our faith and our confidence in a God that can build in a big rubble pile and turn things around and stretch out a line and say, I'm going to build this place back and restore it once again. Glory to God. That's what God can do. Praise the Lord. These are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which have lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to destroy it. Amen. So wherever there is destruction in your situation, if it's in your mind, if it's in your emotions, if it's in a depression or a discouragement or whatever that it might be that the enemy's using to cause your head to be cast down, it's time to look up. Amen. Lift up your head. Put your hope in the Lord, because God is a God who can restore and rebuild and do some wonderful things in your behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, aren't those five wonderful verses? Amen. Isn't that a wonderful vision that God gave to Zechariah that is now for you and me here tonight? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you can lift up our heads. Lord, in the midst of a lot of destruction and hopelessness that is in our world right now, all around us, Lord, some even right here in this place tonight that have been overwhelmed with defeat, discouragement. They can't see beyond where they are right now. But Lord, help us tonight by your Holy Spirit to lift up our head, to look above it, to look above all the hopelessness, and to see the plan of God and to see what you can do, Lord, in the midst of all of the destruction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All kinds of verses in the scripture that talk about the Lord is able to lift up our heads. Amen. I can't go through all these verses. Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Psalm 24:7. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Psalm 24:9. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Even lift them up, everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hebrews 12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Amen. It's the will of God that we lift up our heads. Amen. Above all of the worry, hopelessness, however the enemy has worked against you to defeat you, maybe in your household, maybe in your family, maybe among your children or your grandchildren. The enemy is a destroyer, but God is a builder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your hope in the Lord tonight. Amen. Thou, O Lord, are a shield. My glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that's what he wants to do for us here tonight. He wants us to be strengthened and edified and encouraged to look up above our troubles and our problems and our worries and look to the Lord tonight. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah.